real nice clothes. I had first cousins that were just a little older than I am, and they passed down real nice suits. And even when I went to college, times were hard. One of my best friends in college was my size, and he'd pass on real nice suits to me. I went up to Alaska, spent the summer in Alaska with him after we finished college. And so, we did make it. We held on to our land and home and struggled to send the members of the family to college because times are so hard. Cotton was low and tobacco and all that. But we did make it and didn't buy things that we could get along without. And I still follow that. I don't buy things I can't afford. The truth is, Ellen, I don't even want them. Things, you know. And big cars, Norma has a station wagon, and I have a pickup. I even go to church in pickup. I park right in front of the Episcopal Church so people will know that all Episcopalians are not wealthy, you know. Sometimes between two Cadillacs. Because my social position does not hang on the kind of car that I have or the kind of clothes that I wear. But of course, I dress up. I have nice clothes now, and when I'm not working. But I just don't put on my best clothes to work in.
And what about with the little boys? Have short pants sometimes, or
yes, they did. And my mother and aunts were just artists when it came to sewing, and they'd make us shirts and pants. They're short pants to wear. And then long pants later on, and make underwear for us. And the girls in our families made beautiful dresses. They'd get patterns. They're sewing machines. And they'd make them. And my mother could make the prettiest lace, crocheted lace. And my aunts could too, and they made beautiful quilts.
What about for the women? Did they have any kind of jewelry that they'd wear around their necks?
Well, in our immediate family, Ellen, they use the old jewelry. Old brooches that had a hair in it and things like that. Our immediate family did. Pretty old cameos and things like that. I had a whole box full of real nice old jewelry and I gave it to my nieces and to grandnieces. A lot of it. And they had a lot of old silver too. So we have right much old silver left, but I've given a lot of it to them. I was administrator of all the estates, me and family, and I gave it around. Everybody was satisfied.
That's good. And what about school? What kind of hours?
Well, of course, we had to walk to school, walk to Turkey to school for our first 3 years. Then we built a new building, then consolidated school. But there were only 16 in my graduating class from high school, and 9 of that 16 went through college.
How about that?
And didn't have but 3 teachers in high school. And then when I was a school principal for one school, there were just 3 of us that taught high school. And they seemed to do well in college. So it's not always the big plants and the big school. But we all, that was another pastime, you know, entertainments at school. They'd have programs at school. We'd go to the school entertainments.
What months would you go to school?
What's that?
What months?
Well, months. Well, we'd go from September until May.
How would you describe a child that was supposed to be in school, but they were taking the day off?
They were truant, son. And we had a truant officer, but they never did much about it, and I didn't when I was principal either, because it was mostly people that needed, first of all, to make a living, and they needed their children to pick cotton and to work in tobacco. And I never had one in the 21 years I was school principal prosecuted for it. I'd go to see them, especially if they had a good mind and did well at school.